one of the things that I saw happening for teachers is that even those teachers who chose to teach for understanding all year long, about a month or so before the testing happened, it was suddenly, okay, we've been doing this all year long, but now we have to get our children ready for testing. And to get them ready for testing, we now have to go to the standard way of solving mathematical problems.
Arithmetic seems to be, in elementary school, the area where teachers will cave as the test approaches and begin to teach procedures that are meaningless to children and actually take away from children the opportunity to make sense of the mathematics in hopes of being able to do these problems on a standardized test. The reality is, of all the research that we did, which included, 25 states of released test items, we did a lot of research. We really could not find anything that required a child to use a particular procedure to solve a problem.
The more we looked at test items, the more we realized that if you just prepare children by doing a procedure, they weren't going to be successful because so many of the test items involved thinking through a problem and figuring out what was really required to solve that problem.
So since arithmetic seems to be that stumbling block, it made sense to take a look at algorithms in another way that was sense-making, that built on place value, that supported underlying algebraic ideas, that enabled children to think their way through and make sense of the mathematics.